You're listening to The Striking Corner.
Hey, fight fans, this is Eric Rivera, and you're listening to episode 5 of The Striking Corner. It is Wednesday, September 4th, and basically it is good to be back up and running The Striking Corner, and of course, MuayThaiIsLife.com, the mothership. The website that I've been telling you has been down for the past couple of podcasts. We are back up and running, and like I said, it was all about turning that website more into an online magazine than just a blog, talking about the lifestyle behind Muay Thai, just making sure everything was well put together, well designed, and that when you go to the website, you really feel like you're getting locked into a bunch of different stories that we have about Muay Thai, whether it's the mental aspect, the nutritional aspect, interviews or stories about some of your favorite fighters. That was the whole idea. So we're back up and running. Check us out at MuayThaiIsLife.com. Also, make sure you follow us on Facebook.com/MuayThaiIsLife. Really, the Facebook page, we have a lot of activity going on. That's where most of the engagement is going to be happening. We're going to be talking with you guys about different results from fights, posting up pictures, things that'll make you laugh, things that'll make you reflect, anything that has to do with Muay Thai. That is where you're going to find it. Muay Thai is Life on Facebook. That is Facebook.com/MuayThaiIsLife. And speaking about this show, we have a very special guest, one of my really good friends. He's a professional Muay Thai fighter out of Pittsburgh Muay Thai in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. As I said, he's a good friend of mine. We actually, he's one of those few professional fighters that I have the opportunity of hanging out with on a personal basis. He's been a good friend of ours here at Muay Thai is Life. I've had a chance to train with him and go up to Pittsburgh and train with him as well. He's actually going to be fighting this weekend, September 7th, at Warriors Cup in New Jersey for the WBC National 168 pounds title. He's going to be facing off with another very, very talented fighter, a guy who's been in the game for a long time. You guys know his name. His name is Cyrus Washington. So it's going to be my good friend Marcus Fisher is going to be here on the show in a couple minutes. We're going to talk about his big fight with Cyrus Washington, plus a lot of other little tidbits about his personal life and his training schedule and, you know, just how he got into Muay Thai. So you can listen to that right now in a couple minutes. Before that, I don't really have any other announcements. So we'll just take a quick break and then we'll be right back with Marcus Fisher.
The Striking Corner will be right back.
Hello, Eric Rivera from The Striking Corner. And are you interested in advertising your product, your service, your gym, or an upcoming event on the next episodes of The Striking Corner? Then all you have to do is contact us at info@thestrikingcorner.com. Once again, that's info@thestrikingcorner.com. Advertise your product or service to hundreds of fight fans all across the United States. All you have to do is contact us at info@thestrikingcorner.com for more information and details.
You're listening to The Striking Corner, your source for Muay Thai and kickboxing news worldwide.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to The Striking Corner. I am your host, Eric Rivera, and we are here with Marcus Fisher, who will be fighting on September 7th at the Warriors Cup in New Jersey. What's up, Marcus? How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. How you been, man?
I'm doing good, man. So, really exciting fight. You are the co-main event on the Warriors Cup event, which will be taking place on September 7th. On that card, the main event's going to be Rami Ibrahim against Boom Watanaya. And then you are going to be facing off with Cyrus Washington for the WBC National 168-pound title. I mean, how do you feel about all that? I mean, that's a big title, man, WBC National title. How did this fight come about?
No, man, I mean, I'm definitely excited and you know, definitely want to thank Chris Tran, his promotional team on the Warriors Cup for, you know, throwing my name out there and to WBC to give me that opportunity. Really, actually, it's kind of funny. This fight should have happened, I think, back in June. It was actually right after the Road to Glory tournament that I was in. And I ended up, you know, in the semifinals there, I actually ended up getting a cut over my eye. And yeah, I didn't want to risk going into that fight because it wouldn't be fully healed and trying to, you know, just in case it got, you know, something happened, you know. So I had to back out of it then. But, you know, they pushed forward for later this year, which now it's September 7th for Cyrus and myself to go at it. But I think originally, I guess how it all started out, Brett Havlicek, who's another top fighter in the U.S., was originally supposed to fight Stephen Richards. And then Brett, I believe, had an opportunity either with Glory or overseas in the U.K. And so he pulled out. I replaced him to fight Stephen Richards. But then Steven Richards had an opportunity to fight for a WBC national title, I think, at the next higher weight class against Alex Berrios down in Atlanta. So then I think they put Cyrus Washington in there. And then we've been matched since to get it on. So.
All right. So yeah, it seems like it's been a long time coming in a way. So with Cyrus Washington, you are going to be facing off with him. Cyrus Washington, a guy who's been around the sport for quite some time, you know, very well known. He's got an interesting style. He's aggressive, but at the same time, he also, I would say he injects a lot of sometimes fancy spinning back kicks and taekwondo kicks because he has some background in that as well. So how do you feel? How's your training been? Do you game plan for the type of opponent that Cyrus is, or do you just stick to something that you always do? Like it's a regular training regimen that you always do for each and every fight.
No, that's a good question. I mean, training has been going good. You know, as far as Cyrus, I don't think I've really switched up too much on my training cycle. I mean, I've, you know, there's, you know, film out there and, you know, some of the guys who I train with have seen the film. I mean, you know, guys have seen some of the fights as well. So, I mean, yeah, he definitely is a well-known fighter. He definitely has a lot of experience, fought some good guys. But I mean, really, I mean, just grinding out the training cycle, just really working hard and just trying to be, you know, on point and crisp and with my techniques and conditioning is really what I think I've consistently done on all my training cycles. So never really usually adjust too much, but, you know, of course my trainer and a couple of other guys will, you know, mention a few things that he likes to do. And, you know, as long as, you know, I kind of keep down the back of my head, but for every fight, I just try to make sure that every opponent's just got to have to adapt on the fly. You know, you can have a game plan, but sometimes it doesn't work out.
Yeah, man. And, you know, that's one thing I want to talk about. A lot of people don't know this, but you actually, you know, your fighting isn't your full-time job. You are an auditor. I know that. You have a very, very tough schedule. I think you work 40-plus hours a week. You have a very disciplined training schedule from what I and from knowing you personally. I know that you train really hard with the limited time that you do get. How difficult is that to balance your training life with your work life?
Training life, personal life, and work life, man. It's a struggle, man. You know, it. Number one, I can tell you right now, I'll put this out there. I'm not a morning person whatsoever, so I'm what you call a night owl. I'm almost like, you know, if you guys have seen the All Access or the 24/7s on boxing, anything with Floyd Mayweather, I'm almost kind of like that. Like I'll go and train my ass off at the gym, and then right from the gym, I'm going to the track to go and run. And don't get at home until about 11:30, 12 o'clock. So, you know, I'm, and that's just kind of me, you know. But, you know, with the work schedule, I mean, like, I've been fortunate to be at, you know, two companies now that have allowed enough flexibility for me to continuously train and still focus on this as a side hobby. It hasn't interrupted my work schedule. There are times that, you know, there have been some times where fights have come up that I just couldn't do it because of my travel schedule and I wouldn't get enough training in, but, you know, even sometimes travel hasn't really stopped me to really take on a couple fights, challenging fights as well. So, but, you know, just been fortunate enough to have a lot of flexibility at work to be able to consistently still train and really give the amount of time that I need to the sport.
Take us through the day with Marcus Fisher. I mean, you said you're not a morning person, so you wake up, you go to work. What time do you usually get out of work? And then at what time from the time that you get out of work, do you go immediately to training? What are you doing? And then when do you get back home, basically?
So a typical day, like before the weight cut, is usually, you know, wake up, go to work. And, you know, depending on the latest, I get into work probably about like 9 o'clock, and then try to get out of there about 7:30, get to the gym. And then, you know, from about 7:30 until literally gym closed 10, I'm in there training. And then from there, you know, normally I'll either go to another gym. There's a LA Fitness that I have a membership as well outside of my regular gym that I'll usually go and either use the sauna, get some extra running in, or even get a little weight training in. And then on other nights, if I don't do my weight training or whatever, I usually just drive across the city to a local university's track, and just because it's just quieter and there's nobody around, and I'll just run around the track and get my run in and get home by about, you know, good night is 11 o'clock, you know, bad night's 12. So, and then throw something in my mouth, you know, for dinner and pass out and do, you know, do it a couple more times during the week. So
we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with Marcus Fisher talking about Muay Thai and his upcoming fight at Warriors Cup on September 7th, facing off with Cyrus Washington for the WBC National 168-pound title. We'll be right back.
The action isn't over yet. We'll be right back.
Are you struggling with your weight and trying to get in better shape? Are you a fighter that struggles every time you need to cut weight for a fight? Are you eating healthy but bored of eating the same bland food over and over again? Then look no further than Muay Thai guy Sean Fagan's newest ebook, Fuel the Fighter. A comprehensive and easy-to-read guide to healthier eating that contains everything you need to start your journey to a better you. Featuring delicious recipes, meal plans, nutritional guidelines, and tips to both educate and motivate you to get started on the journey to fuel the fighter within you. Muay Thai guy Sean Fagan's newest ebook is the recipe that will change your life. Whether you're looking to make your next weight cut for fight night a little easier, or are simply looking to get in the same shape as a world-class fighter, Fuel the Fighter is for you. Get the ebook by heading over to the official Muay Thai Guy website at muay-thai-guy.com. That's muay-thai-guy.com.
Fuel the Fighter. You are listening to Eric Rivera on The Striking Corner.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to The Striking Corner. We are here with Marcus Fisher, a professional Muay Thai fighter out of Pittsburgh Muay Thai in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And Marcus, we wanted to talk to you a little bit more about how you got started in Muay Thai. Been in the game for quite some time now, and you're moving on up in the ranks, definitely getting the bigger and better fights. Right now, you have a big test ahead of you this weekend, September 7th, against Cyrus Washington at the Warriors Cup for the WBC national title for 168 pounds. How did you get started in Muay Thai, and what has driven you to continue on? You know, you already talked to us about your you know, you have a full-time job, you are working, you know, 40 plus hours a week, you have to travel, do different things for work, and then still put in the time to train. You know, what has been, what got you into Muay Thai, and what pushes you to continue on in the sport?
Yeah, I think I started back in, back in maybe 2005 when I graduated college. I was actually at another gym, and they were kind of a more traditional, kind of a PBA type of a satellite school, and they did like Kali and Jeet Kune Do and all of that. And I've always kind of had a fascination for Muay Thai, just watching movies as a kid and stuff. And like I said, like when I was a kid, you know, I grew up, I was a basketball player. My parents wouldn't let me do martial arts or anything like that. So once I graduated, you know, college, after playing basketball all my life, wanted to do something different, you know, just playing summer league basketball. I had an opportunity to go overseas and trial for teams, but I already had, you know, my accounting gig and waiting for me when I graduated, so I don't want to put the risk in it. But like I said, I started at a TBA satellite school, and I really wanted to focus more on the Muay Thai and their program. They didn't put out fighters, and they really didn't. They just used it as a class setting, and they didn't really do any sparring. So I think it was about in May of 2006, in a part of the city that I lived in, around that time, Stefan and the club I'm at now, Pittsburgh Muay Thai, they had actually moved literally about 5 minutes away from my mother's house where I was living at the time. So, you know, I jumped online and read about them and saw that, you know, Stefan and at the time Mark DeLuca, who's now at Yamasaki down in Virginia, were there, Ben Case and a host of others. It was a small group. They moved into a local judo club, a not-for-profit judo club in the South Hills area of Pittsburgh. And previously they were on the eastern side of Pittsburgh, so it was like all through rush hour traffic, and it just would have been impossible for me to get there. So it was kind of like, you know, a blessing in disguise, I guess, and a kind of coincidental that I was looking around the same time that they had just moved. So I went in and met Stefan, and they definitely was shocked to see this little person walk up to me and, you know, tell me his story about traveling to Thailand and fighting and other things that he was involved in and so forth.
You know, just to be clear, let's say that, you know, I wanted to interject real quick. Stefan is actually a little person. He's just a short guy.
Well, think of a little person. He is a very short guy. Like, you know, if the picture that I saw online and when I ended up meeting him, I was trying to put two and two together. I'm like, this is the same guy I seen online, but no, he's a smaller guy, you know, like he, after being in Thailand, I can understand. Okay. Before that, I couldn't understand. But so I met Stefan, and he was really, really cool, real laid back. And, you know, I told him, hey, you know, I'm interested. And I went and, you know, and saw a class, which at the time it really wasn't a class. It was more of really just a group. I mean, a lot of the guys and girls who were there had already fought, had been there for a while. And, you know, that's, you know, when I first met, you know, Mark and Ben and a couple other people. And really, they were just training, you know, training, holding pads for each other and sparring and clinching. And so I think a couple of days later, I ended up showing up. And, you know, I've been there ever since. And I think it was probably maybe 3 or 4 months after I had started, they had some smokers that I think Ben and Mark and a few other people were participating in. And they were up in Detroit. And the our real name, and for those who don't know, our real name for our school is Khai Muay Sik Khem Mong Korn. And the Sik Khem Mong Korn part is actually, if everybody knows, the famous Lumpini fighter, former champion, stadium champion, Métis Jirapite. That was his nickname. And we had a relationship for years with Métis, and have done seminars with him and trained with him. And, you know, his school where he taught at was out in Detroit. They had some smokers out there, and a couple of us went to support the fighters. And I think after seeing those first set of smokers, I was hooked. I knew I wanted to at least compete a few times and see how I liked it. And my first fight was at the USKBA tournament, and I believe it was New Jersey, that same year in 2006. And I never looked back.
Yeah, man. So, you know, talking about your fighting career, you know, you recently fought at the Road to Glory tournament, Glory making big waves here in the United States, obviously with all these big shows coming up right now, coming up in September and then November. You fought at the Road to Glory tournament. You lost in the semifinals, did very well, lost in the semifinals to Francois Ambang. You've been known more so, you know, for the years that I've been watching you, you've been known have a very more of a traditional Muay Thai technique. You're very, very strong, solid in the clinch. It was your first time fighting under Glory rules. How was that experience? And kind of tell us a little bit about, with the growth of Glory in the United States, I mean, is that something you're looking to, let's say after this fight with Cyrus Washington, is that something that you're looking to get into, fighting more Glory, or do you want to stick more with your traditional Muay Thai roots? You know, talk to us a little bit more about your future plans.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, definitely the Road to Glory and Glory in general, man, they're making some huge waves here, not just here, internationally, man. You know, fighting for them, it definitely was different. I can tell you right now, I probably walked out of the two rules meetings that they had, I think the day before, after weigh-ins, and then at the fights. The rules meetings, I think I left there probably more confused than I originally thought I would, because there was a lot of things that we weren't allowed to do, it seemed. And, you know, of course, a lot of those things, you know, you can't throw elbows, you can't. Really, like the clinch was really a very basic clinch. You have to be working. You can't kind of off balance and things like that. So there were some things that, you know, from a Muay Thai perspective that, you know, yeah, I like to do, and I think a lot of other Muay Thai fighters like to do. So in a sense, I kind of thought it was more limiting, but you adjust. I mean, it's a fight. I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, you can't sit there and cry about it. You just kind of, you know, you get in the ring, you just adjust. And if the ref warns you, then it's just like, all right, well, I can't do that, then no, I'll do something else. But it definitely was a good experience. And, you know, my bread and butter and what I do like is Muay Thai. I mean, I think I always like Muay Thai. I think I like just the style. I think it's a little bit more complete. But, I mean, as far as opportunities, I mean, I'm open. I mean, like, I fought in Glory. I know the rules now. I did pretty good in a tournament. It was a very close fight between me and Francois. And, you know, who knows? Hopefully in the near future, maybe I get on another show and get a chance to test myself. But, you know, really, I mean, I'm open to anything, but, you know, at the end of the day, you know, my bread and butter and what I love and, you know, will always love is Muay Thai.
Obviously, your focus right now is 100% on the Cyrus Washington bout. It's a very important fight for that WBC national title. But do you have anything lined up in the near future for after that? Or is there anything you're eyeing? Any opponents, potential opponents that you're also interested in facing off with?
You know what? The way I've carried my career, I take every day in stride here. Everybody knows I do this for the fun of it. While others, they have their own reasons for doing this. I don't do this for the money. That's for damn sure. I don't think a lot of people do, but I think a lot of people probably put a little bit more emphasis on some of the financial aspects and marketing and things like that. But, for me, man, this is a journey for me, man. So whatever comes up in the near future, I'll definitely consider it, and hopefully I don't have any work conflicts or anything like that. If it's a big opportunity, they get in the way. But as of right now, no, nothing really planned further. Maybe a trip to Thailand to get some training in, which I try to do each year. But really, any opportunity that comes up, and if it makes sense, and I can focus my time and get the proper training, I'll definitely consider it.
All right. Obviously, like I said, your focus is on that Cyrus Washington fight. You've had other bouts. You faced off with some great fighters, Sean McKinnon, Brett Hlavacek, guys that are very tough in the game as well. At 168, there's other big names in that division, especially one right now, obviously, that he's making waves in the Glory tournament, which is Joseph Altolini. Has there ever been any talk of you potentially facing off with him in the future or no?
I think at one point there was some talk. I think when I was fighting in New York on one of the Friday night fight shows and stuff, and I think our paths kind of went a little bit separate directions. But you never know; they could meet back up. It'd definitely be a good opportunity. It'd be a very, very tough fight. He is making waves, and he's a very, very tough tough fighter, man. Like, he's explosive. He's legit, and definitely be a very big challenge and a very big fight. So maybe down the road, that could be a possibility. Definitely a couple of rematches out there I'd like to get. The Sean McKinnon one, when I fought him out in Calgary, that's definitely one that I would love to get back, But if they give the opportunity and I can get some of these rematches back of those very close fights those fights within the last couple of years that I lost, I would definitely like those opportunities. And, really, like I said, I'm really open. So usually I fight, between that 160 and 170 range. Really, like 161 to 168 is usually that range that I usually fight at. So, but if there's any good opportunities on there, man, I'll consider them, and hopefully I can get them.
All right, man. Well, so you guys heard it here. Marcus Fisher, he is going to be facing off with Cyrus Washington September 7th. At a Warriors Cup that is going to be held in New Jersey. You can catch that event on GFL.TV. Like we said, he is the co-main event. The main event will be between Rami Ibrahim and Boom Watanaya. Marcus's fight is at 168 pounds for the WBC national title against Cyrus Washington. Best of luck to you, Marcus. It's really been a pleasure talking with you. We hope you have nothing but success in the game and continue on to bigger and better things. We hope, you continue on in this and climbing up the ladder and hopefully see these bigger and better fights for you, whether it's in Glory or Lion Fight, where there's, which suits more of your traditional style. So thanks a lot for speaking with us today here at the Striking Corner.
No, I appreciate it. And, thank you for having me. And, definitely hope everybody comes out and watches it or orders it on GFL. But it should be a good show and definitely a good fight from my part.
All right. Thank you very much, man.
Thanks.
All right, so that's it for this edition of The Striking Corner. I wanted to thank you guys for stopping by and listening, and also thank Marcus Fisher for taking some time out of his busy training schedule to stop by and talk with us. He will be fighting this Saturday, September 7th, in New Jersey at the Warriors Cup. Like I said, he will be facing off with Cyrus Washington for the 168 pounds WBC national title. So we wish him the best of luck. We also wish luck to his opponent, of course. May the best fighter win on that night. You guys can check out that event on GFL.TV. They usually have the live stream of the event available for purchase on GFL.TV. If not, buy yourself a ticket if you're in the New Jersey area and check out some really, really good Muay Thai action. Rami Ibrahim versus Boom Watanaya will be the main event. Co-main event will be our friend Marcus Fisher versus Cyrus Washington. And there are plenty of other really interesting fights. I believe our good friend James Gregory will also be on the card as well. So, there's a lot of great fights that you guys can check out. The other thing, make sure you always check out our Facebook page, facebook.com muay thai is life. And all of our podcasts are available for download. You can download them on www.soundcloud.com/thestrikingcorner. You can also download them on iTunes. And you can also listen to us on Stitcher Radio. So we're available in a lot of different places, so there's no excuse not to listen to The Striking Corner. Remember, you can download our podcast as well, so you can have them on your MP3 while you're training, while you're driving to work, whatever it is you do, whenever it is you feel comfortable listening to it, you can have it on your MP3 player, on your phone, and listen to us from there. That's about it, guys. You know, I want to thank you guys once again for sticking with us here at The Striking Corner. A lot of great stuff coming up on Muay Thai is Life. A lot of great interviews coming up. And, you know, just stay tuned. Muay Thai is Life is up and running in full effect. And we're going to bring you a lot of interesting and very engaging Muay Thai content. So we hope you guys stick with us. And also for The Striking Corner, we're coming up with a lot of different interviews and really interesting people that we can speak with or interesting topics we can talk about. So I thank you guys for supporting The Striking Corner. Once again, you can check us out on soundcloud.com/The Striking Corner. You can also check us out on iTunes and also on Stitcher Radio. So thank you guys for stopping by. Make sure you guys stay tuned, and we will be back in about 2 weeks for the next episode of The Striking Corner. So I thank you guys for listening, and we will see more of you guys on the next episode of The Striking Corner.
You've been listening to The Striking Corner, your source for Muay Thai and kickboxing news worldwide.